Ford's Transit Connect, subject of today's radio road test. I'm Paul Kaminsky, Motorsports Radio. The 2010 North American Truck of the Year has roots in Turkey, where this versatile truck is built. The premise is simple. The Blue Oval Gang wanted to build a roomy, economical van that could be adapted to fit the needs of businesses and individuals while getting better than expected fuel mileage. Our test Transit Connect was configured as a wagon with Ford's Duratec 2-liter 4-cylinder engine and 4-speed automatic transmission. That combination registered 12.1 seconds on our CAT accelerometer in our 0 to 60 test. That said, most of these vehicles are in around-town truck duty with some over-the-road trips. The Transit Connect is a front-wheel drive van that rides on 15-inch tires. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/MSRnet. You're listening to a radio road test from the Motorsports Radio Network. Kotcher's Kielbasa is homemade and handmade, not kielbasa by committee. That great taste is available all year round, and it's as close as a drive to Waymart, 144 Belmont Street, off Route 6 East. It's as close as your mailbox when you order online at KotcherKielbasa.com. KacerKielbasa.com. Rapid Drug Test Systems can help your family with straight answers to questions about drug testing, drug demand reduction, and offer free confidential advice. Those answers are as close as your phone, 607-687-7612, or online anytime at rapiddrugtest.com. New York Estate Buyers has over 500 items for sale each week on eBay, so whatever you collect, they may have what you're looking for. On eBay, type in NY Estate Buyers, that's one word. And if you have an estate or other items to sell, email them, nyestatebuyers@aol.com. The Transit Connect has a cargo capacity of 135 cubic feet. The average trunk in a car has 13 to 15. One might expect vehicles like this to be used in city delivery, and they'd be right. Standard 180-degree opening doors help get that done. One might expect vehicles like this to be used as a taxi, and they'd also be right. Standard sliding doors make it easy to enter and exit. One might expect vehicles like this to be used as a service vehicle. They too would be right. Three standard 12-volt power points will run a cell phone charger, GPS, or AC inverter. The vehicle comes with a 150-amp alternator to put out plenty of juice. As for options, our vehicle came with an optional in-dash computer navigation system. This is a radio road test for Motorsports Radio.
Attention car owners, if your vehicle has less than 120,000 miles or if your current warranty is about to expire, this message is for you. You can now get extended coverage for your vehicle at much lower rates than dealers offer. How? By cutting out the middleman. Logic Car Care has set up a special toll-free number so you can get a free, no-obligation quote direct. $5,000 engine replacements and other expensive repairs will cost you nothing. You pick the repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. Plus, receive free 24-hour roadside assistance, low monthly payments, and free towing. Feel secure knowing each plan is backed by a solid A-rated insurance company admitted in all 50 states. It's coverage that's customized to meet your needs. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-254-6818. That's 800-254-6818. Don't wait. Call 800-254-6818. That's 800-254-6818.
The base price for a Transit Connect and wagon trim, $22,350. With options and shipping, the as-tested price was $24,975. All-wheel anti-lock disc brakes helped the Transit Connect pull 0.71 Gs in our 30-0 hard stop test. Front and side airbags and traction control round out safety features. The driver front and full side crash test rating was 5 stars. The front passenger crash test rating was 4 stars from the feds. EPA economy numbers 22 city, 25 highway. We saw 22.6 miles per gallon in combined driving over much of our 483 mile test. Ford and Smith's are teaming up for an all-electric version of this vehicle, and future models will be able to run on compressed natural gas or propane. Now, in Europe, they run with a 1.8-liter diesel, and the engineers have worked on a performance version as well. That's it for Radio Road Test, copyright 2010, PK Communications Company, all rights reserved. I'm Paul Kaminsky, Motorsports Radio.